This just in, Marvel movie news is starting up in just a couple seconds, and we're going to talk about Black Panther and Spider-Man and Infinity War and Venom and New Mutants and Dark Phoenix, maybe, probably. We're going to do that. Sit right back, and we'll be right back, that I guess.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now... here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie
Be right back.
No, it made no sense.
People
felt very welcome. They know that we're going to be right back.
Well, I was like, yeah, did I say, I don't even know what I said anymore. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our show. Our little bitty show we like to call the Marvel Movie News. This is episode 136 coming to you live from inside the Imkran Crystal.
Yes, this is the White Hot Room.
Yeah, I thought
we are the avatars of the Phoenix.
I thought, let's see just how nerdy I can make this. I'm Grand Crystal. On our show, we tell you all the news from all the studios, why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News, or find us at youtube.com/PopcornTalkNetwork. Also on their website, PopcornTalkNetwork.com, on Twitter, at Marvel News PTN, or at the Popcorn Talk. Also on Facebook.com/Marvel News Show. And guys, if you'll tweet a link out to our show with a message telling people about the live chat and how they can join it and come see our awesome, beautiful, very intelligent faces, Hydra Steve in the booth will retweet you. We've got Hydra Steve back this week. Say hi, Hydra Steve.
Hey.
There you go.
Don't ever leave us. Don't ever come in here and be like, hey guys, just going out for some Johnny Walker. I'll be right back. And then never return.
Yes, we're going to have the chat room do a poll of who they like better. Hydra Steve or Ronnie Ryan.
Civil War all over again.
So I'm Matt Key at The Matt Key. We're joined by Markeia McCarty at MarkeiaMcCarty.
Yes.
I'm getting the cadence. I'm still getting it down.
I feel like a kindergartner. Do I really spell it like that?
So I'm not I don't mean to insult you.
It's not insulting. I'm just wondering, like, kindergarten teachers.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, this is how you spell.
This is how you spell your name.
Good job.
Thank you. I feel like I look at you every week like, did I do it right? Did I do it?
And I'm like, yay.
It's reversed. Koi is different today. Yeah. Koi's changed. No Deadpool hat. That's the biggest difference.
He grew a beard.
This is the one, the only, the masterful Jesse Klein. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? I'm super excited to talk nerd with you guys.
Oh, we don't actually do that. We're Yeah.
Am I in the wrong spot?
Yeah. We're going to talk about the current state of the world and politics and everything. Yeah, sorry.
I guess
if you consider that nerdy.
My first question was, is Scarlet Spider still in Austin?
I was like, I don't believe so. I think that was probably changed with Secret War.
Wars. For those that don't know, Jesse does Sci-Fi Weekly with Doom.
I do. The voice of Doom and I.
Yes.
Do Sci-Fi Weekly. We also do the S.H.I.E.L.D. show together, so... I got some nerd credentials here on Popcorn Talk.
Oh, man. I wish there was better blood between us and Doom.
Oh,
but we all kind of hate him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
He's, you know, a supervillain.
Yeah, he's a supervillain. He has a lair underneath our desk here. I couldn't think of the word. I was like, this thing where papers reside.
I mean, do you know if you've ever actually met Doom or if it's just been a bot?
Just shorted me out. All right. We've also got, as I said, Hydra Steve in the booth. We've got Ollie over here on the couch.
Hey, guys.
He's watching the chat,
so you better be chatting with me.
And you better be nice, because Ollie's a nice guy.
I love everyone.
And we've got Colt Badeau tweeting from the Star Jammer, as always.
Awesome.
Hope Colt is doing well.
Yes.
Colt needs to come visit us someday. Come down from space. Colt! Come down from space. All right, let's get into it because Markeia and I both have places we got to go tonight. So it's going to be a bit of a faster show today. Bear with us, but we're going to do it. Black Panther, no Koi. So I moved Deadpool to the very last. I was like, no, Koi's not here. That's the end. We're starting with Black Panther. Shuri's intellect is on par with Tony Stark, according to director Ryan Coogler. I'm going to read this quote.
Okay.
And then all I want to do is just sit back and listen to you talk about it.
Okay.
Director Ryan Coogler, talking to Entertainment Weekly about Shuri, says, writes Princess Shuri character is not only a fighter, but a brilliant scientist on par with Iron Man's Tony Stark. She has spent her life researching and experimenting with vibranium, and these twin blasters are just one of her devices. Markeia, go.
Okay, so this is a little bit of a rewrite from the Shuri that we visit in the comics. For her to... I have no problem with this. In fact, I think this is a really great progression of her character. They talk a lot about her strength. Yes, her intelligence and intellect is like, you know, she went to university, you know, she's the learned one, you know, kind of a thing. Well, learned in a way as in with Western influences, mm-hmm, kind of a thing. So for them to also be where she's, what they're going with this, like this prodigy, I have absolutely no problem with this. It actually fits particularly well with her storyline. Like, as we know, she has coveted the Black Panther mantle. In fact, she was actually going to challenge T'Challa's uncle. Okay, this is in comic books, so it's different. It's different from the storyline that you know in movies. But she was going to challenge the uncle of T'Challa, because T'Challa was off, doing his coming of life kind of a thing. And there's this whole storyline with that. So she was going to challenge the uncle, but the uncle ended up being defeated by T'Challa. So she had to wait in the wings for her chance to be Black Panther. And then continuing on, when T'Challa was, there's a lot of stuff that happened, but T'Challa is comatose. Wakanda needs a leader because they are facing an imminent threat. She goes through the process to become Black Panther, is refused by the Black Panther god because of her arrogance, and becomes Black Panther anyway. And she's like, well, screw you. I'm saving my land.
Mm-hmm.
So to also incorporate this genius level intellect where she can go toe-to-toe with Tony Stark. And let's be honest, she's going to be a bit more ambitious than that.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
Tony Stark level, and then there's going to be Shuri level.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this because they're going to make her basically a tech fighter warrior.
Do you think that there's any possibility they're going to try and maybe transform to sort of like the MCU version of Riri Williams?
Oh. Ooh. Well, they're going to... All I heard was Riri Williams, and then my mind blanked. Go ahead. Say the question
Do
again.
You think that they're going to turn her into like the Marvel Cinematic Universe equivalent to Riri Williams? And Riri Williams, if you don't know, is... sort of like a new Iron Man. I'm sure her name is Ironheart. She's at MIT, right? She's
Invincible
like 15 or 16 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, she's younger. I think that they... Well, they could... They could definitely, but Shuri is older, and mm-hmm. she's at this point, she should be a learned, fighter, like a hand-to-hand combatant. Mm-hmm. Like, there's this whole storyline where Doom tries to get a hold of her. That did not end well. Mm-hmm. Yes, he got the vibranium, but he also got his butt handed to him, mm-hmm. and then has Shuri chasing him throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, I don't want her to be Riri because I want Riri to exist.
I want Riri to be Riri
on
well.
Her own.
She's such an interesting character in her own right that I'd rather her just exist.
Yeah, I agree.
She's multifaceted, very layered, and there's a vulnerability mm-hmm. to Riri that I wouldn't necessarily want to see translated into Shuri.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, everybody has vulnerability, but there's a certain, like... Shuri isn't wounded, and mm-hmm. I kind of see Riri like with her backstory being a little bit wounded,
mm-hmm.
and I just don't want to see Shuri that way.
Sure,
yeah,
I agree. I mean, she's a real like royalty, like she's mm-hmm. she's strong and royal. Yeah, I agree. I want Riri to exist on her own, but in a lot of ways, it seems like what they did with Ned Leeds in the upcoming Homecoming,
oh, right.
where they're like, yeah, it's Ned Leeds. I mean, it's. It's totally ganky, but it's Ned Leeds. Like, my fear is that they're kind of maybe doing the same thing where they're like, yeah, it's Shuri. I mean, it's Riri Williams, but it's Shuri.
I would love it if further down the MCU storyline that they did have Riri and then they had Shuri and Riri meet each other. Because I think I think they would be the best of friends.
Yeah, they probably
I think
would
that
be.
Would be really good. There'd be like a really healthy competitiveness, mm-hmm. but oh, that would be a good time.
Yeah.
I'm just really excited for all the Panther tech. Like, that's the best part of that trailer. Is
yeah. yeah. What,
of
it, what did you call them? Panther blasters?
Oh, the Panther blasters on her hands?
Yeah. Like, shout out to Beast Mode Steez. He said that they're actually in the shape of Panthers, which I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice? I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a Power Rangers toy.
No, she's like it's awesome. She's totally Voltron right now.
Yeah.
She's
like, yeah.
And it's just one of her many gadgets.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
She's got a workroom. I want to know her playlist that she listens
oh
to.
Oh my god, yes. God, can you imagine?
Like maybe
if, like,
she listens to Prodigy.
Like, aww. Does she have a Voltron suit? Like, she's got like the Panther head and the Panther legs and
God, I hope so.
She has a vibranium.
Instead of lions, it's all panthers.
Well, she has a vibranium.
I was going to say, like...
And should we talk about Midnight Angels?
If you have Tony Stark-level intellect, I've never understood this in the MCU or the comic books, but if you have Tony Stark-level intellect, why aren't you also making Iron Man suits? Like, everyone should just have Iron Man suits if you're a genius.
But, like, with your own, like, sort of design.
Yeah.
You know, like, the your Microsoft to Steve Jobs.
Exactly.
Apple.
Yeah. Like, well, I would love a Panther Iron Man suit.
That would be amazing.
Well, she doesn't need that because she has vibranium, so her suit's superior.
Oh, it absolutely is. Yeah, all right, sure. Let's move on. The Black Panther, still on Black Panther, the teaser trailer, and this is just the teaser. This isn't the trailer. It was like 90 seconds of here's what you can expect. Racked up 89 million views in the first 24 hours of its debut and is in the top three most watched Marvel trailers ever released. It also
what
had a,
beat it?
I know. I meant to look that up and forgot to.
How dare they?
It also generated 349,000 mentions in 24 hours on Twitter, which is... That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. People are excited.
Amazing.
People are excited. All right. Let's move on to Spider-Man. Any objections? Anything else you want to say about Black Panther?
We're good. I'll bring it up, you know, as we talk.
Perfect. All right. Tom Holland confirms that Marvel's Spider-Man Homecoming is a trilogy. So we've kind of gone back and forth with it. It was just going to be two movies, and then it was three, and then it was like, there's 1,000 of them. But Tom Holland said, speaking with French site Allociné, said there is still plenty of room to see Peter grow up, and especially Spider-Man and Peter grow up to Peter Parker, and especially Spider-Man in the next two movies. And at the end of Spider-Man Homecoming, the story is definitely not complete. I'm really looking forward to exploring how it will grow and to see what will happen after puberty. Yes, they're going to be exciting movies. He later specified, yes, there will be Spider-Man Homecoming 2 and Spider-Man Homecoming 3. I hope that they are not Homecoming 2 and Homecoming 3. I really want it to be like Spider-Man prom, Spider-Man junior senior banquet, like,
yeah,
you know.
Winter formal.
Yeah, Spider-Man winter formal. Like, I would prefer that. I hope it's not Homecoming 2 and Homecoming 3.
Have you seen the compilation of Tom Holland being bad at keeping secrets?
No.
There's a YouTube compilation of him just revealing Marvel secrets.
He's so excited.
He's a kid who gets to play Spider-Man. Like, he's just really jazzed about it.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's, like, I believe it's called, like, Tom Holland Marvel Nightmare or something like that, where it's just like he's casually talking in interviews and like reveals that there's going to be three movies and goes immediately after. He's like, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Like, that's funny.
Oh,
it's
poor Tom
like
Holland.
Zoe Saldana when she was like, yeah, Gauntlet.
And then we return for Gauntlet.
Yeah.
We'd be like, what?
I mean, not Gauntlet. Did I say Gauntlet? No, I meant Gantlet.
Yeah.
Gantlet.
You said Gauntlet.
No, you said, you're the one who, we're going to play the video game, Gauntlet, from the 80s. It's great. We're all gonna get together and play that.
Which is actually fun.
I'm excited to see that. And I mean, come on. That's not news. It's not news that they're like, you mean Sony and Marvel are going to milk the Spider-Man cow for like a 70th time?
Yeah.
Get out of town. No one is surprised by that, but it is fun to hear like there's a trilogy coming.
Yeah, but don't call it that though. Yeah. Don't call it Homecoming.
Don't call it
two
Homecoming.
We don't need it. I mean, you're not going to do that.
It also means that Marvel has a lot of faith in Homecoming.
Yeah.
At least like it means that they've already seen what they've done, and like this is a story we want to keep doing.
Yeah,
which at least that's the news there for me. It's like Marvel likes
what they see.
Yeah.
And we will be talking about the Sony Spider-Man verse just a little bit later.
Yeah, sure.
Because there's some more things to say about it.
Yeah.
Post-credits scene is a must-see. John Watts confirmed at Supernova down in Australia, I believe, that Homecoming has after-credit scenes that are definitely worth sticking around for. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
But how many does it have? Guardians had 5. You better top it. You better top it, Watts.
It's now it's just going to be a post-credits movie.
It's going to be a secondary movie.
It's going to be a second movie.
Yeah.
I would love to see, like, all the outtakes.
Sure. Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what they did with Smokey and the Bandit. Like, that was always so fun.
Love to MI for that. Yeah. Well, love to MI anyway.
Yeah, sure.
So let me ask you, what villains do you want to see in the second and third movie? There's rumors right now that Jackal might be showing up. I didn't put that in the rundown because I was like, dude, Craven. Oh, my God.
Have him show up in the third one.
And like he kills Spider-Man, like he actually kills
like
Spider-Man.
Adult again, you know, adult enough.
Yeah.
Where it's like I can believe Tom Holland versus.
And I want to see the ultimate version played by. Oh my God, why am I forgetting his name? The guy who played the Leonidas.
Oh, I was thinking the guy.
Oh, Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler. Yeah, oh. I want to see him hamming it up as like an internet, like Craven the Hunter all star kind of thing.
I'd like to see what's his name, the guy who played the Joker, or not
Jared
the
Leto,
not the Joker. Sorry,
Jack Nicholson,
like, God,
the comedian.
No. Oh, my God.
What's that guy's name?
I know. This.
I got you.
Jack. He's got three names.
And Watchmen.
Yeah, Watchmen.
Yeah.
He would be good.
Yeah,
he would.
I mean,
good.
He's just got that mustache game.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
There
we go. Because he's
Walking Dead.
He's Walking Dead. Yeah. He's Lucille. Lucille's the bat.
Negan.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Negan?
I'm not.
I'm behind.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm like totally.
I'm
off.
I'm like two or three seasons behind.
Fear the Walking Dead has wiped my mind.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan's got that kind of cockiness that Craven needs.
Yeah, good point.
I'd like to see that guy hunting Spider-Man.
Yeah, Gerard Butler might ham it up a little too much.
I'd like to see. Maybe he's like a first act villain, but I'd like to see Mysterio.
Yes.
We know who went for Mysterio. What's his name? I'm forgetting everybody's
name. Yeah, we're forgetting.
What's the end?
Full fish.
He's in everything. Doctor.
Doctor Doom?
No.
Doctor Strange?
This is horrible. I need to
eat. Oh, Neil Patrick Harris?
Thank you!
Yes.
Only the world knows what I was going at.
Yeah,
Dr.
Marvel.
Good Mysterio.
Neil Patrick Harris would be great, and he'd bring all of his own magic effects.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Every single time we say Neil Patrick Harris as Mysterio, I forget that we said that, and then I remember how much I love it.
It's such a good cast.
It's so good. It's such good casting. If they bring in Jackal, that would be the whole clone saga. Yeah, it'd be crazy. Avengers Infinity War has added Black Panther's Danai Gurira.
What? Black Panther is again?
Black Panther? A Black Panther?
Yes. We have Okoye.
I don't think that's surprising.
No, I don't consider it to be. I would be surprised, because I feel like they probably are going to kill a couple of characters off, or at least like one, and I'm hoping that it's not
It'll be Black Ayo. Panther.
Oh yeah, it'll be T'Challa.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a one-off. All this build-up. All this build-up.
Yeah.
It better not be Ramonda. They better not kill a mom in this.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
It is Disney.
I will burn my theater to the ground.
It is Disney.
No, I don't want it either.
No moms die in this one.
Please.
No, she can kill some people. That's fine.
Yeah.
What if she kills a lot of people as she's dying?
No, she doesn't die. Okay. She doesn't die.
Either
we get the ring and we resurrect her.
Yeah.
What I like about this is, again, like, because, you know, Thanos is like a world-threatening event, it's cool to see that maybe, like, we see, like, how different places around the world are reacting to Thanos' invasion or whatever he's doing. So, like, we're going to see, like, how Wakanda responds to this versus how the Avengers respond versus how the U.S. government responds.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that's exactly what we're going to see. I think we're, like, and we've said that on the show before, but, like, I think it's going to be, here comes one of Thanos' generals, lieutenants, whoever, and they're going to Wakanda, and Wakanda has to defend their boundaries against these jerks.
Yeah.
You know? It'll be Black Dwarf.
Yeah.
It'll be Black Dwarf. He'll land in Wakanda, and they'll be like, oh my God, Space Hulk. And they'll be like, yeah, we got this vibranium.
Yeah, be like,
and
be like,
then Black Dwarf will fail, and Thanos will be like, you're dead to me. And crush him. It'll be awesome.
It'll be so good.
It'll be so cool, you guys. Scarlett Johansson also revealed how many characters are in Avengers Infinity War. Speaking with Stephen Colbert on The Late Show, he was badgering her a lot for like, hey, how many characters, who all's in this? And she says, at one point, I do think that the Infinity Wars, there are, I think at one point, 61 or 62 Marvel characters in it. I don't know if that means all heroes. Like, I'm sure that means like,
oh, you got
Marvel
Maria
characters
Hill.
In
yeah,
general.
Just like, yeah, like Hill, you know, like,
and then keep in mind, that's
Fury.
That's just about everybody.
Yeah. That's everyone that's shown up.
Yeah.
And then he kept pressing her, and she finally said one particular scene, there's like 32 of us. There's a lot. So I think 62 characters overall.
Yeah.
But in one scene, like that epic shot.
Yeah, you got the splash page.
I'm
32.
Guessing,
yeah, splash page. Good one.
Wakanda, because of wide open spaces. And you have T'Challa, like, in the front. And then you have Steve Rogers, like, right behind him.
Sure.
And then you have Scarlett. I'm just saying, I'm mixing up names
you're
and
really
characters.
Ranking them.
I really am. And then, like, continue
just,
as you pan back.
Markia, just tell me, where is Doctor Strange in that picture that you're creating?
Oh, he's not in Wakanda.
Oh, he's not in Wakanda.
He's not in Wakanda.
What? So every other character is in Wakanda, but my character.
No, he's with the Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, he's uh-huh. you know doing like the uh-huh. mythical magic. So he's battling up in space.
Okay. No, I see. I see. You don't.
Sword and shield.
you don't want my guy around. Okay.
No, I can see.
No, he's too powerful. He's too powerful there. They need to put that power in another place because they already have it covered.
It's just fun for me to act like I'm hurt.
Listen, that splash page, you got the triangle going out uh-huh. and then hovering above them, Strange's crisscross applesauce flying above them, just hovering.
That's like his magic spell. He's like, crisscross applesauce. Yeah.
How did he make his legs do that?
Oh, man. Have you guys read Clean Room? By the way, complete deviation. Clean Room by Gail Simone?
No.
Oh, so good. All right. Sorry. You said crisscross applesauce. If you're reading Clean Room, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All right. Chris Hemsworth also teases Avengers Infinity War villains, saying he was a supernova, and a fan tweeted him. Attendee at Tyler_Cullen says, Hemsworth said, "We all should be very afraid of Thanos. There are a lot more villains in Infinity War 2. So, again, I don't think we're surprised by this, but it's just like we keep hearing, like, sort of like, we're just getting verification of what we already kind of know.
Yeah,
you know?
About the Black Order and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cull Obsidian. That's like one of the greatest names. Like, Jonathan Hickman, thank you. I know you watch our show religiously, and thank you for that. Thank you, Jonathan Hickman.
I was kind of hoping, and it probably won't happen, but I was hoping for Ronan to get resurrected.
And have kind of a bigger, better role than he did in the first Guardians.
Yeah, and maybe do like a face turn, like halfway through.
Oh, like, because he's been kind of a good bad.
Yeah, he's he's
good bad.
Yeah. He mostly in the movie verse he was less so, but he's mostly just been like protecting whatever Kree interests are.
Mm-hmm.
And if that serves what the good guys are doing, then he's been with the good guys.
Yeah.
And if that serves what the bad guys are doing, he's been with the bad guys. So it'd be kind of cool to see him realize that Thanos is
a bigger threat.
Yeah, and then kind of turn against him. And then he can die again, but a good guy.
He dies a good guy.
I think he just tried to get one of those stones, and then he just head off into the wild blue.
Yeah, yeah. Be like, I'll take Thanos with just one stone.
Nope.
Do you think we'll see Loki?
Gotta.
Right? I mean, kind of, right?
I think you gotta. He's...
Is he a good guy, bad guy?
He's Loki.
Yeah, I think he's Loki. I mean, he's the most...
Couldn't you see him, like, standing next to Hawkeye, and Hawkeye's like, really? He's like, I guess.
Yeah.
That would actually be a good scene. Like, Hawkeye just like, I haven't forgotten you, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's the most memorable Marvel villain, so I feel like you gotta get him in there. He's super popular. Well,
I guess memorable because they used him, like, 3 times.
Well, yeah.
Also that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep trucking right along, everybody.
Yep.
Venom is going to film this fall, according to Omega Underground. Omega Underground, by the way, killing it this week. Maybe they're making everything up. We don't know, but they have a lot of news stories. They are going to film starting September 1st in New York City and Atlanta, apparently. Along with that, let's get into this fun little tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
Sony has confirmed... Spider-Man spinoffs will tie into the MCU. Here's where I want to start with this. Last week, Kevin Feige, speaking with French magazine Allociné, said, for now, there is no plan for Venom in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's a Sony project.
Right.
Right? All right. So, then we get Sony...
Is this a meme?
That is my favorite particular meme. That came out. Venom is in the MCU. Wait, Dark Phoenix is in the MCU. Hold on, Justice is in the MCU. it's still very funny.
Aesthetic
Heart, if you watch our show, please tweet at us. That has made me laugh every time I read it. Venom is in the MCU. Dark Phoenix is in the MCU. Wait, now hold on. Justice League is okay.
One of my favorite ones is that she's talking about it, and then they do the Curb Your Enthusiasm to Kevin Feige, yeah. And he's like,
all right, so poor Kevin Feige. I'm sorry to laugh at you, Feige. I know you watch our show.
It was like
but...
sad Fleck all over again.
I know. I was like,
hello,
oh, no.
Darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, someone else did that. Like, I saw that one. I was reviewing all of them earlier. I just loved like the look on his face, like, well, we're screwed. How do I handle this one? All right. Well,
I mean, can they do that? Can they just, like, say, like, oh, yeah, remember those Avengers things that happened? Or, like, the event in New York?
Like, see, I will answer that, but let me read these quotes real fast in case our fans didn't know this. All right, so Feige and Amy Pascal were both interviewed for Film Starts. I believe it's a German media thing. So Amy Pascal was the chairman and president of Sony for a long time. She's no longer there, but she's still an EP, like executive producer on these films, and asked about, like, when they asked her the same question about Venom and Silver Sable and Black Cat, she said, both movies will now take place in the world that we are creating for Peter Parker. They'll be adjuncts to it, it being the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They may be different locations, but it will still all be in the same world, and they will be connected to each other as well. Then asked if Peter Parker, Tom Holland himself, would appear in the spinoffs. Pascal teased, there's always a chance. And then there's more to it, but that's chapters in a book. Kevin Feige's a genius. That's basically the rest of the quote. So I think here's what happened.
Yeah,
I think Feige was like, no, that's your own thing. We want nothing to do with that. That's great. You own the property. We cannot stop you. Please don't do it, but we can't stop you. And they were like, great. Well, we're going to go ahead and do it. We're going to declare on the internet that they're a part of it. And now you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I really think that Pascal was being very shrewd and said, oh, you want to continue to play with our toys? Well, we want to continue to play with yours. And I'm going to say that out loud, knowing that that's not what you want.
Well, with the term there's a chance, I can also be the other way around. Mm-hmm. You can completely go back on it. So it's like, there's a chance meatballs might fall out of the sky. You can't tell me there isn't, because who knows who's throwing meatballs somewhere.
Someone might be throwing meatballs and a tornado may come by and sweep them up and keep them in whole.
Then we got, Meatball NATO. That's just going to happen somewhere. There's a chance.
If Meatball NATO leads to Agent Venom, then I am okay with that. That's where I'm like trying to get to before I die.
just want to see.
I want to see Agent Venom.
Yeah, I kind of wish that they had done Flash Thompson instead of Eddie Brock. I think they're gonna
turn Eddie Brock into Flash Thompson.
Okay, that
I think they're gonna turn him into Agent Venom. I think he'll struggle with it at first, and then he'll be a good guy by the end and follow Spider-Man's example.
He'll lose his legs. Yeah.
I really think that Sony knows they need Spider-Man in order to make Marvel or Venom work, but their Spider-Man exists in MCU. So I think they're forcing Marvel to play ball with them in this capacity where they're saying, no, they're in the same universe. No, they're not going to cross over.
Yeah.
But we do have to be able to reference Spider-Man in order to make Venom work. And we really want to make Venom work. And Marvel's like, please don't. So I personally think that's what happened. I think it was a shrewd game of ball. And Pascal may have actually won it this time.
Yeah. Well, she, has Sable and Black Cat also.
I think Marvel Studios is looking at that going, but we don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, we worked really hard on this.
Got a really great person helming that, though. So, I mean, it might be a pretty strong script. It's just a very interesting choice of characters.
Yes.
Sable and Black Cat feel more like Netflix original series than
totally
movies.
Totally agree. I totally agree.
Because, all of the Spider Friends seem closer to the Defenders than a movie series, because they're all New York people who are kind of taking care of basically thieves with super technology, which is kind of lower to the ground than most of the other stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see a full Silver Sable movie.
It's Silver Sable.
if they just make it James Bond.
She's got an interesting storyline. She could be like a Janet Bond.
Yeah. Kind of there's no denying she's got a fun story and everything. I don't know, like the caliber that Marvel, like the MCU is playing with,
Silver Sable and Black Cat before a Storm movie happens. I know these are completely different properties.
Different,
but
I'm wondering where Jessica Drew is. Like Spider-Woman hasn't been touched, and she's a really interesting character where Like, she used to be with Hydra, and now she's good, and she's genetically created. Like, that's an interesting story.
That is. You know, you can go into, you know, the origins with that.
And yeah.
And that ties directly to the MCU. And then it's like, all right, well, cool. We're helping expand your universe. It feels like this is very much Sony saying, this is how we want to expand the universe. And Marvel's going, no, please don't. And they're like, no, we're doing it this way. We own the property. And it's like,
you certainly do.
I guess you do. Yeah. You go do you, Sony. Go. Yeah. Here's the other. I read an interesting piece. I think it was on Slash Film. I can't remember. But they were talking about, and I cannot remember the guy's name. It escapes me. But the dude who's currently running Sony Pictures was the same guy who presided over Fox when they made X3, Spider-Man 3, and like just like the mid-2000s Fox was his fault, and now he's presiding over Sony. So I'm just like, what did you do? Anyway.
I didn't know.
Maybe he had no control over those movies.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
That's a whole other topic that we could get into.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe I'm wrong. I hope that I am. I don't think that I am, though.
Probably not wrong.
If we get Agent Venom or Carnage, I'm happy about that.
But what if the movies are terrible?
I mean, then I'm not happy about it.
See, like, I would love to see Agent Venom. I would love to see a Maximum Carnage storyline unfold in some capacity. Yeah. Like, I would sleep at the theater now. If they were like, next year, Maximum Carnage, I'd be like, cool, what theater? I'm going to go sleep until it comes out. Like,
but it's like, and how would they do the origin for Carnage? I just want to see that egg happen.
You see Venom give birth?
I just want the egg.
Yeah, the symbiote giving birth, like Alien, and Deadpool's there to watch it for some reason.
Deadpool's holding his hand.
Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. It. You can do it. Push.
Chimichanga.
Oh my God. Chimichanga. All right. Avengers 4, Captain Marvel, and Ant-Man 2 all start production soon. Again, Omega Underground, the kind of the VIP this week, I guess. Avengers 4 is expected to start filming next month, July 17th in Atlanta. Captain Marvel will start filming July 8th in Atlanta, complete shooting on May 11th. And Ant-Man and the Wasp is expected to begin filming July 6th in Atlanta and wrap on November 30th. I mean, there's no news there except that they're starting filming. But here's what's exciting about knowing when they're going to start filming is that we can start kind of mapping when we might be able to hear various announcements and stuff. So, like, with Ant-Man and the Wasp shooting in, like, 3 weeks, we still haven't heard who Janet Van Dyne is. Like, who's playing her? Like, I want to know that casting really bad, you know? So, and who's the villain? Like, so.
And then Atlanta fans, you know, go out to these places and take pictures.
Take pictures for us.
Send them to us.
Also, fans of the TV show Atlanta, still take pictures for us.
Go to Atlanta fans, and take pictures. And Avengers 4, we knew, was going to start filming pretty soon. I really want to know who the villain in Captain Marvel is. Who is that? Who's the villain?
I don't know.
Yon-Rogg. Probably Yon-Rogg, right?
I mean, I imagine it's going to be an alien of some sort.
Just a Kree soldier, probably.
Yeah. Maybe just a Kree soldier.
It can't be... what's his name? Because he's owned by
the Skrull.
Super Skrull.
Can't be Super Skrull.
All the named Skrulls are owned by Sony.
Just the race of Skrulls.
Yeah, the race belongs to everybody.
Yeah, but Kill-Urt is
Kill-Urt.
Super Skrull's name.
Kill-Urt.
Or Payback, the Power Skrull.
Oh wow! Listen. Keep going.
Man.
If you know the Skrulls, trot them out. Man.
Did you say trot them out?
Trot them out.
It looks like the same person over and over again.
Oh, so weird. You are Skrullist, sir. Yeah. All right, Marvel Studios is going to debut a new logo for their anniversary. The quote is... to French media, is like Star Wars, Marvel Studios will have a special logo for the 10th anniversary of the MCU next year, 10th anniversary being 2008 when Iron Man came out. And hopefully we'll get a cool new hat. San Diego Comic-Con. I missed out on last year's hat. I want to get this year's hat.
I hope it's just the gauntlet.
That would be the best. Oh my God. I look terrible in hats.
We've been ruling you for 10 years for this moment.
Yeah. We've ruled you for 10 years. Yeah, that's how he should say it. We've ruled you for 10 years, Earth. Kevin Feige stresses MCU has no plans for the Fantastic Four. In other news, Matt Key is crying right now. Fantastic Four isn't looking likely for the future. We have no plans for the Fantastic Four, Feige told Ellis Scene. There's no discussions about it. Here's what I'm saying.
I would love for Foxen to be like, well, there's a chance. He's like, dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. But there's a chance that there is, right? Yeah. No, God, stop, everybody. Just because there's no discussions that Fantastic Four is not coming around the corner, mm-hmm. Kang, Galactus, or Silver Surfer still could be...
Could still exist.
There's I would love to see that.
There's a chance.
There's a chance. Thank you, Amy Pascal. That's what I want to see. Plus, I think Feige is lying, and I totally think Fantastic Four are coming.
Yeah, they've got to make a good Fantastic Four movie.
They have to. They have to.
Well, it's they've a property got until that... 2020. They've got until then to even think about going into production.
Yeah.
So. There are so many great storylines that you could turn into a movie really easily. And yeah. Just, I feel like Sony always played it way too safe, and which made
you
it,
mean Fox?
Or Fox. Yeah. Fox always played it way too safe, which just made it really boring.
Yeah.
And I feel like Marvel has the pull... and that they can find a director and a storyteller that can make a really good Fantastic Four movie.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just need a decent script. They have good actors.
Yeah,
they have they good just, actors.
Everyone, except for maybe the first Fantastic Four, Miss Fantastic.
I don't remember that one.
Jessica Alba's
Invisible Woman?
No, yeah. It's blank. Yeah. I refuse to remember that. Those synapses will not connect.
Those neurons died a long time ago.
I blocked them off.
It's like, who was Human Torch for that? Now he's, don't connect the synapses.
Don't connect. Yeah, those were real bad. By the way, if you haven't seen the documentary Doomed about the 1994, Brittany and I watched it this, my wife Brittany, yeah. We watched it this weekend, and it's great. It's a documentary about the Doomed, Roger Corman, 1994 Fantastic Four and the making of, and how everyone was lied to.
Yeah.
About the purpose behind it. It is... Wow. Go watch that documentary and then watch the film, which is incredibly bad. Strangely enough, it's still the best Fantastic Four movie that's ever been made, which is saying a lot.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Apparently, there's a new kid-friendly Fantastic Four film reboot reportedly in the works. I'm currently looking it up. I don't know if you wanted to mention that, but Colt was really begging me in the chat to... Have you guys heard about that at all?
I haven't heard about that, but that's kind
maybe
of...
Maybe we can talk about it next week, but this is really...
A comic book or an animated series?
It says a kid-friendly reboot Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, cool. Right.
I mean,
I will look into this, but...
I mean, making it a family science... Like, making it... Like, yeah. A family science exploration thing is a great way to take it.
Yeah.
Bring in Franklin, bring in the kids. Like, why not?
Yeah. No, exactly. And, like, Fantastic Four has always been family friendly for the most part. I mean, like, here's the deal. Like, when Josh Trank was like, I'm going to do this movie and I'm going to make it like Cronenberg, it's like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what I would do with it.
Yeah.
But right. I'm interested to see what you do with that because I can see that. You know, I can absolutely see that, especially with like using Hickman's run and stuff like that. And then Fox, I think, chickened out. They're like, oh, this is too weird. No.
It got real edited.
Mm. It got tremendously edited.
Yeah.
So, like, swing the other way. Do family friendly.
It says that it doesn't focus on Marvel's original team members, but it features Franklin and Valeria, the two children of, you know, Invisible Woman, Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So. Right. Oh, interesting. So it completely skips Fantastic Four and goes with their progeny.
It's really...
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting a Silver Sable movie, so...
Yeah. So anything is possible.
I still want my Black Widow movie. But
we flew too close to the sun.
Black Widow movie would be great.
Yeah, Black Widow would be awesome.
Just saying.
It'd be fun. I want to see her fill out that red ledger.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see that red ledger, man. All right.
I want to see her driving motorcycles. Like, I love her driving motorcycles.
I feel like Atomic Blonde is going to be our Black Widow movie.
Yeah, dude, that movie looks amazing. I mean, the trailer does. I haven't seen the movie, but the trailer looks awesome. All right. Inhumans, actor Henry Ian Cusick has revealed his role and reveals how closely the series adheres to the comics. He says, I play a geneticist, and his name is Dr. Evan Declan, and he's a human. I think that says quite a lot already. If you know the comics, you know where the Inhumans are coming from, so that's pretty much my character. I kind of am under the impression that this guy doesn't know a lot about the Inhumans, and that's okay, because not most people do not.
Yeah,
like 99.9% of the world would be like, Inhumans, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then there's me. I'm like, but the Inhumans are my favorite. Leave them alone.
Yeah, but the thing of it is that I think the opposite is, well, in my opinion, mm-hmm. for me, the opposite is kind of happening with what it is with Black Panther. Like, mm-hmm. seeing that and seeing, you know, I can't wait for stills, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. seeing that kind of puts a fire under your butt to read some Black Panther. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. hopefully, you know, Marvel will continue with World of Wakanda. I know that they cut that off.
Mm-hmm. Sadly.
Sadly. I think that is not a good move when it's like all this Black Panther. But whatever. I don't run that.
Don't run your company, Marvel.
Yeah, but for with this, with Inhumans, it's not necessarily lighting a fire under to go back and read those. Not for me personally.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, okay.
It is interesting because when the Iron Man movie came out, like, before the movie, Iron Man was just, like, one of many superheroes. He mm-hmm. was not, like, a, like, front row, in-your-face kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like, and then the movie came out, and it was, like, Iron Man's in every property, everything going forward. Mm-hmm. And I agree that, like, there doesn't seem to be a lot of hope or fire behind this Inhumans project. And, you know, it went from being just a movie...
Yeah.
Where they were just talking about, like, yeah, we're going to do an Inhumans movie. It's going to be in 2020, whatever, and it's going to be great. And then it was like, no, we're doing a series, and now it's like a mini-series.
Now it's a mini-series premiering in IMAX, directed by Iron Fist, or show run by the Iron Fist guy, and I'm just like,
it's in Hawaii.
It's not even like in Adelan, like they get kicked out of Adelan in the first episode or something like that, yeah. I don't know, man. I'm tremendously not sold, and that saddens me.
Yeah.
Wasn't Declan like the last name of an action star or something like that? I keep on feeling like Arnold Schwarzenegger was a character with Declan.
I'm sure he's played Declan.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the name. It's a strong name.
It's a good name.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good name.
But, of the clan.
Well, of the clan, like, Declan.
The Scots.
The Declan possibly. Clan. Cloak and Dagger. Speaking of TV shows I'm excited about. Cloak and Dagger, star Aubrey Joseph recently posted a couple pictures of him on the set of Cloak and Dagger. Nothing big. It's just him chilling on the rooftop. oh my God, do I love me some Cloak and Dagger? And I just had to include it in the rundown.
Yeah, sure.
Good. He's like positioned.
He's got that cloak around him, and he doesn't have his shirt on. So like, you just know like some weird stuff just happened the night before, and he's just like. Like, he discovered his power and he, like, disappeared, and now he's appeared and he's naked except for the cloak, and he's like, what is going on?
Right. It's a good thing that cloak can't be taken off.
Right?
Well, not good. It's relative terms.
Well,
relative
I mean, maybe
terms.
Not good for all of us, but...
No, I mean, like, for his nakedness, it's like, nobody can take that cloak off.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, except for, well, Molly Hernandez. I believe that there is a panel where she, like, rips it off of him.
Ooh.
Like when she's Molly Hayes in Runaways.
Yeah.
I believe that there's one that she... I'll have to go back through my comics, but
like
I feel...
Like the Inhumans Runaway.
I feel like he was like, oh, no, this can't ever be removed. And she's like...
I'll prove you wrong. I'm 10.
I'm sure somebody in the chat room can check that.
I'm excited for this teen drama. I think it's going to be really interesting.
Dude, that trailer, like I was excited because it's Cloak and Dagger. I'm a fan of the characters... but that trailer was like, whoa, this is way more than I was expecting.
Yeah.
This could be good.
Yeah,
this could actually be really good.
Looks like they're treating it very seriously.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds shared. Hey, Koi, we finally got to Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds shared this on Instagram. It appears to be kind of him making fun of the Spider-Man poster, which I think is great. But he shared this on his Twitter, Van City Reynolds.
He's definitely making fun of it.
Yeah, right? And he writes, drop by X-Mansion, look closely for Beast's lawn bombs before taking a well-deserved nap. the other part of that is they're filming at the X-Mansion, which is exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what we're going to see there. I'm excited about it, though.
And then also that incident that happens in Logan. I mean, they, you know, kind of hint to that, you know, in Logan. But I know that's completely different universe.
I think that's just the future, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I would like it.
That I'm excited to see Deadpool's X-Men costume.
Do you think we'll get that? Do you think we're seeing it?
Do you think they get him into that this soon, though? It kind of seems like...
His Miss Marvel costume?
I don't know this one.
I'm not Miss Marvel. Who is it? It's Jean Grey's alternate daughter, whatever her name is. It's the green with the like yellow... stuff in Deadpool and Cable. At one point, he dresses as
Hope.
No, not Hope. There are so many alternate Jean Grey daughters.
I know. I'm just like, are you talking about like Rachel Summers?
I think it's Rachel, yeah. I think
who just goes by Phoenix?
Yeah.
She's got like the weird spikes on her
costume in the mid-90s. Green with yellow. And a miniskirt, and at one point...
Oh, are you talking about Marvel Girl, the original 60s?
Marvel Girl, that's it, yeah.
Did he dress in her outfit?
In a Cable and Deadpool.
Oh my god, I did not know that. That is...
He teams up with the X-Men, and he's super excited. He's like, I'm gonna get into my X-Men uniform, and he comes out as her with the mini skirt and, like, the yellow...
the yellow... the domino, the giant...
It's fantastic. Get some Dean Ambrose meets Ms. Dow action.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's move on to our last couple subjects here. X-Men New Mutants is reportedly casting for Karma and Young Magic. Now, a lot of the sites, I didn't see any site talking about this, but the Young Magic is actually really exciting to me. Because a lot of people were like, yeah, it's going to be a flashback. No.
That's a messed up childhood.
She's got a messed up childhood where she gets kidnapped at the age of 6 by a demon named Belasco.
Yep.
And then disappears into limbo until she's 13.
Like, that's...
And the X-Men are like, oh my god, this demon kidnapped our friend. Where'd she go? And she returns like an hour later.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she's back. Everything's like, cool.
Oh,
wait,
she's
a
back.
Second.
Wait a minute. She's 13. Yep. Is she still Ilyana? Ilyana Rasputin. And sure enough, she is.
Yeah.
But she's tremendously messed up. And that led to the Magic miniseries where we're like, well, where was she for 7 years? Oh, in actual hell with a demon learning how to be the Dark Child.
With a cool battle axe.
Yeah, that soul sword is awesome. So anyway, I really, really, really think that the New Mutants movie is going to touch on that. I honestly do. I think she's probably going to disappear and reappear. And like, that's going to be something they have to deal with, is this demon thing. And then there's demon, but like, there's so much they can cram all together. I'm real, like, the more and more I hear about this, the more I'm like, Fox, what are you doing? This is bonkers. I am excited.
Honestly, great horror. I would love a New Mutants movie that is just they go to the mall.
Who doesn't want the Jubilee Mall Rats movie?
Yeah, like, I just want to see New Mutants at the mall.
That's all I want to see.
In 1987, they're just at the mall and like just do Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but with super powers.
And like the Sentinels attack, and like civilians are being attacked because the Sentinels are like malfunctioning or something. I'll watch that all day.
And Cannonball's eating a soft pretzel. Like,
as he's like flying through the air, like, oh, the soft pretzel's so good, but the Sentinel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want to see. Fox has really missed the boat. Like when they did the whole like X-Men Apocalypse thing, and they're like, they go to the mall in the 80s. I was like, yes,
like,
all
where
day.
Was that? Where what, was that?
Yeah, I want to see that movie.
I want to see that movie all day. Mm-hmm. That's all you have to do. You can. It's almost like a bottle episode at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cut the budget in half. You only have one location. Done.
It's the mall.
It's the mall in the 80s. Fox, I know you're watching. Stop messing up. They also are casting a young female. Here's all the information we have. Young female, 18 to 22 years old, Asian. Scheduled to shoot in Massachusetts for one or more days between 7:20 and 8:16. So in terms of X-Men, that's one of two characters, as far as all of us can tell. Hisako Ichiki, a.k.a. Armor, or founding member of the New Mutants, Shankoi Man. I think I'm saying, is it Man? M-A-N-H, Man?
Man.
Man, is it Man? Shankoi Man, a.k.a. Karma. I personally think it's going to be Karma because I really want to see Armor in Deadpool. And they just cast... Shioli Katsuna in a key role that they're not disclosing. And Koi's theory last week was that she was Armor, and it blew my head off. Armor, in case you can't remember, can create psionic exoskeleton, enormous power and protection. But Karma is a great character.
Yeah, no, Karma's cool.
I mean, that's also not ruling out that they just didn't want to cast a non-Asian character as an Asian person.
Yeah,
like,
true.
They could also do that too.
Yeah, they just want like a random.
Yeah,
Asian girl, like, just no, like,
they could have just been like, why don't we just make her Asian and then cast her?
Sure,
yeah,
sure. But Shankoi Man, Karma, she has the power to seize other people's minds and then make them do it. Like, she's like a puppeteer kind of in that way. So, and like, she's controlled, I think, Spider-Man at one point. I think she took over the Fantastic Four. Like, she's pretty powerful, what she can do. X-Men New Mutants casting call hints at Warlock's appearance. Again, from Omega Underground, they have this skinny man, male 20s to 60s, kind of broad, Caucasian, must be over 6'9", extremely tall and skinny. We are looking for someone who is very good with movement. This is a feature principal role with no dialogue, so that's very obviously sort of like motion capture kind of thing for Warlock. And Warlock, by the way, is basically a techno-organic virus from outer space who is sentient and comes to Earth.
Yeah. Being right. over 6'9 and good with movement is going to be difficult to cast.
Yeah.
Like, they need to just cast, like, Joel Embiid or someone in the NBA to just, like...
I'm 6'5 and can barely move.
Just CGI him. I mean, just do that. Just I mean, like, have the tall, you know, stunt person.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
have a stunt person do it like he did Thanos back when... You know, and it just seems like all of this other stuff, they're complicating the issue for themselves.
Agreed. All right, let's get in. This is my favorite news from the week. Jessica Chastain is in negotiations to star as in Dark Phoenix, X-Men Dark Phoenix, as Lilandra. Empress Lilandra of the Shi'ar Empire.
That's awesome.
Here's why that's exciting. First of all, Lilandra's a great character. She starts off as an antagonist to the X-Men, but becomes Professor X's like long distance girlfriend. Very long distance. The Shi'ar Empire is sort of like an avian, more avian people. They're kind of bird like, have feathers and such. A bit of a bit stronger biology than humans.
They like swords.
What's that?
They like swords.
They love their swords. but here's what's exciting about Lilandra. It's not the character; it's the story. If Lilandra is included, that means they are, like, by my estimation, they're sticking pretty close to the source material of what the Dark Phoenix saga is. And the Dark Phoenix, there's like, they didn't do that with X3, Last Stand or whatever. Yeah. They were like, she's a Phoenix and she's turned evil. and this one, it's very much like, oh no, it's the Dark Phoenix saga. And she's overtaken by a cosmic entity of so much power that other star systems are like, oh no. And that's exciting. Like, I want to see that. Like, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, the first comic book I ever owned was Starjammers. That was the first I ever owned.
You just
owned.
Became my favorite person. Like,
I read Starjammers religiously, and it was the only comic book I read for a year and a half.
Oh, my God.
And then they stopped doing it because I was the only person
reading it. You were like one of seven people reading it.
So to see Lilandra there is just real exciting for me. I would love to see, like, the X-Men defend Earth against the Shi'ar Empire. Like, see those like weird feathery Shi'ar ships, like in orbit. Like, yeah, let's get that going. Like swords,
all day.
Sword nice. Fighting. Like, let's see, you know, swashbuckling going on with all of the X-Men.
Dude, let's see the X-Men and the Starjammers team up to take on the Imperial Guard.
Yeah.
Like,
let's do that
all day. Like, we just got done saying we want to see the X-Men in the mall. Now we're saying, like, let's see them in space too. Like,
the Imperial Guard.
I'm
would
somewhere
be so
in the
cool.
middle for that then, because like that, because that seems like huge and big and so
very
many
big.
Characters and huge, and it's like, okay, how about we just, you know, bring it back to, you know, like, who is Dark Phoenix? Let's bring it to that, and then this is another, you know, another setting that we have, you know, after we've established, you know, the sacrifice and, like, the complications, then we have it set into where it's, like, with Lilandra.
I believe it. I totally 100% agree with you. I think the problem is that they did a massive misstep with Apocalypse.
Yeah.
What they should have done with Apocalypse is establish Phoenix.
Yeah.
They establish her at the very end coming out, and she saves the day. Okay, great. But, like, they didn't really establish much relationship between her and Scott. Like, they didn't do what they should have done with it.
Yeah.
And they're launching into Dark Phoenix from, like, a stumbled step. Like, they tripped, and they're like, oh, but we're supposed to jump for the slam dunk now. Like, and it's like, they're flailing through the
if
air.
If anything, like, if we're going to focus on how much time they gave characters in there and that what would be the next movie step from there, I mean, Psylocke.
Yeah.
That would have been a really great move.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Psylocke, who literally just walks away from the movie. She's like, well, that's like, awkward.
Yeah. She, like, Homer Simpson's into the bushes. So let me, like, just real fast, because we need to start closing up. Hellfire Club detects powers in Jean Grey. Jason Wingard, Mastermind, like, gets, like, convinces her to come in, like, tricks her. They try to control it. X-Men save her. Jean Grey's like, oh, this is too much power. I'm going to disappear so that I don't destroy the Earth. But then she ends up destroying a star, which destroys an entire planet. The Shi'ar Empire's like, what? They go to attack her, and then the X-Men have to defend her on the moon, and it becomes X-Men versus Imperial Guard on the moon.
Jesus.
it's a giant, giant story, but one of my favorite quotes is from this is from Uatu, who says, Jean Grey could have lived to become a god, but it was more important to her that she die a human. Because she takes her own life.
Yeah.
That feels like 10 movies.
Dude, I know. And if we know Fox at all, they're going to try and cram 10 movies into this.
With as many characters as possible and a little bit of Quicksilver.
Well, speaking of, apparently the entire cast from Apocalypse is returning.
Oh, of course.
And it takes place in 1991. All right, we've got, let's say 5 minutes. Yeah, let's say 5 minutes to do Mary Marvelites. Hey, Marvelites!
You got this.
All right, let's do it. And shout outs. Aaron Wilkerson at Aaron Wilkes. Stephanie Jandro at Steph Amethyst. Max Russell at Max Russell 66. Shane Pickett at Dad Rad 4. Glorious Greg at XG Hilly 929. Negaziman at Negaziman. Teresa Luz at Teresa Fortes Luz. JJ Lang at JJ Lang tweeted. Evan at Harris Harris EV9. Ryan Street at R Street 1984. Eric Opperman at The Eric Opperman. That's with an O. And Charles Lee at Goofy Fan _ Chuck. Those are shout outs for you.
Shout outs.
So question from Ashley Houchins. Could Marvel make a deal with Fox for just Galactus alone like they did for Ego?
They could. Anything is possible. And
there's a chance.
That's kind of what I was saying earlier, is that I would love to see Galactus. I would love to see Silver Surfer. I'd love to see Kang. I think Kang is such an interesting character.
Kang would be cool.
You know, and you could play with time. You could play with, like, alternate universes with him. Like, all sorts of wacky stuff with Kang.
As long as he's not a giant purple cloud, I am happy to see Galactus in the MCU. I want weird helmet Galactus.
The Rise of Silver Surfer.
Yeah, I want to see that. The square pupils and everything.
Yeah.
Like, giant purple pants, like, invading Manhattan with a Watu there. Like, what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah.
All day. I would love that.
If the Sony Spider-Verse does turn out to be an adjunct to the MCU, what Spider-Man characters would y'all want to appear in their own / someone else's movie / show? Did we kind of answer this? No, we didn't.
I mean, not really.
Would you want to appear in their own show?
I mean,
Spider-Man.
It's like in the, I guess they mean like in the Spider-Verse. And the adjunct Spider-Verse.
Right, in the adjunct Spider-Verse.
I mean,
I would love to see like a Marvel Mafia show. With the Magia and like Tombstone and Hammerhead,
Silvermane,
like I'd love to see that. And I mean, Superior Foes of Spider-Man, if you haven't read it, is
one of the most fun
runs. And I'd love to see like a bunch of side villains like Boomerang and the Beetle and Shocker, all of them like trying to be villains in a universe where Spider-Man exists is incredibly difficult, because Spider-Man's real good at his job.
Very, very good at his job.
Yeah.
I really enjoy Madame Web, and I would love something with her. It's like that, because that's just a whole lot of messed up, twisted awesomeness that goes on with, like, her storyline. Yeah. So do something with her.
I would love to see the Spider-Verse. Like,
alternate
reality Peter Parker, fine, whatever, but I want to see, like, bring in Spider-Ham, bring in, like, Japanese Spider-Man, bring in Spider-Man Noir, like, bring all those characters together for some, like, Mayday Parker, like, do it all, like, that's awesome, like, that'd I would love really to see cool. that. And then you don't need Tom Holland, like,
no,
at all. Like, you have all these alternate reality Spider-Mans who are, like, marginally connected to the Tom Holland one, and they all invade our universe for some reason. Like, I would love to see that.
Nice.
Okay,
so from Joey Harrison at Joey H 1984, he sent us pictures, and he says, "Hope all the dads out there have a marvelous hashtag Father's Day."
Yeah.
And it's little Lego people of my two dads.
That
it's
is
Guardians
cute.
Of the Galaxy, and it has Yondu and who is that?
I think that's
one?
Michael Knight and Kit.
Oh,
yeah,
that is awesome. That is awesome, Joey. Well done.
I just saw Kit in the background.
Yeah, that is Kit.
It took me a second. I was like, but who's... Oh, my God. Michael Knight.
Of course it's Hasselhoff.
Well done. Aww. That's the best.
Gorgeous. Right. Nice. Nintendo TNT at Nintendo TNT. After listening to this week's hashtag Marvel movie news, I thought you'd appreciate seeing this.
And let's see it.
It's a Black Panther. This is a...
I mean, that's
This
cool.
is another thing from Joey.
I like that.
Another
very
dad.
Cool.
Another dad pick.
Right here. He has a hard copy of
cover.
Who
Whoa.
Is Black Panther.
That
not
beautiful.
Only that, but if you see the next picture, It's signed. He's got it signed by Ramada Jr.
Oh, you lucky guy.
Very,
that is the best.
Very awesome.
Go ahead and send that to us, please.
Yes, we'll document it on the show. It's just, you know, for show purposes.
We'll send it back.
From Steve Rogers at CapAmer1, CA1. I saw this at Awesome Con and thought you would appreciate it. It's a Deadpool picture that we have here.
Yeah.
Fist image 28. That's it. And it's Deadpool's stunt gun.
That's cool.
Oh, cool.
That's cool. Good work. Did you buy it? You better have bought it.
Answer us.
Answer us.
And then from Tree Walker at Benoit underscore V underscore Roche. Hey, bud, just wanted to show off my friend's awesome Doctor Strange costume at Niga Z-Man. Really pulled it off. Hashtag giant underscore
Oh, man,
doctor.
No, I saw this guy. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And he seems really
costume.
Tall.
Yeah.
He's like Matt Key tall.
Yeah, that's pretty tall. Like, I'm very tall.
Yeah.
If you know me at all, you know I'd love to talk about how tall I am.
I like this crossover where he just shows up in Darth Vader's universe.
Hey, if there's anyone who could go to the Star Wars universe, it would be Doctor Strange.
And then from Jonathan Peck at JPack1098. Here's some cool pics that I took from AwesomeCon last Saturday. And one more thing. Can you wish me good luck tomorrow because I'm graduating from high school?
Whoa!
That's amazing.
Congratulations. Yes. Graduating high school is, that's a big deal, man.
Yeah,
that's a huge deal.
Yeah, there he was with a Wolverine character.
Yeah,
and there's
that's great.
A number of others. I believe I retweeted it.
Congratulations, man. Graduate high school with our blessings, sir.
Indeed.
Send us pictures so we can applaud you some more. Oh, that's a good Doctor Strange. He had the Book of Ashanti and everything.
Oh, here he is with a Deadpool.
Nice.
Yeah,
all right.
Pretty solid Deadpool.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Cool. Thank you for bringing us to Mary Marvelite land, Mark.
Yes.
Yeah. We will presumably see Koi back next week, but thank you for filling in.
Oh, man, I had a blast.
Where can people find you, Mr. Klein?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at JessKlein1. That's JessKlein, the number one. I mostly talk about nerdy stuff or get angry about political things, if you want to listen to that.
Congrats.
You can also see me doing live comedy all over the Los Angeles area, so... if you're interested, you can just look it up.
And if you live in LA, that's great.
Yeah.
Markia?
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Markia McCarty. That's MarkeiaMccarty. I feel you staring at my mouth while I'm saying it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I want to get it down.
And I'm occasionally on Screen Junkies News, but you can definitely catch me on our sister network, AfterBuzz TV, where on Monday nights I host with Johnny LaQuasto, WWE Raw After Show. We just had Money in the Bank. They just did an after show. It was a SmackDown one, but it got talked about.
Uh-huh.
Check that out. Not this upcoming Monday because, you know, happy 4th of July, but the Monday after that.
Great. All right. Ollie?
Guys, follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer, except you, Demon Bear. Stay away from my dreams.
I'm Matt Key at The Matt Key. You can catch me here on Tuesdays. You can catch me on Wednesday Club over on Geek and Sundry's Twitch channel on Wednesdays. I'm on Screen Junkies over on Thursdays and Fridays periodically. I will appear there, especially if they're talking about Marvel stuff. They always like to put me on over there. And then today, I'm running down to Skybound to play games on their Twitch channel.
Oh, yay! Cool. Super Fights?
Super Fight and Blake Mary Kill.
That's how I know Mike Falzone, who unfortunately couldn't make it because he was stuck on the East Coast. So.
You can catch me playing card games over there.
Yes, it's fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Take no prisoners.
Don't worry. I never do. Bye.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.